such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be, but you're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out.
It is now a cliché to say that the millennials are the me, me, me generation, but that does not make it any less true. While the defining features of this most cursed of generations are undoubtedly narcissism and entitlement, it strikes me that they come laced with a curious combination of insecurity and vacuousness. What we have been witnessing is a strange sort of self-help culture, which was summed up best by this three-sentence summary of a Bruno Mars song called Just the Way You Are. I will read it in full. Nope. No more changes. No more self-improvement. Just learn to embrace yourself in whatever phase of life you're in. You're amazing just the way you are. This small paragraph seems to be what passes for millennial philosophy.
Stop being so hard on yourself. It's not good for.
On the face of it, this seems like millennial self-obsession, but dig a little bit deeper and what do we find?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
It's a generation that says it's okay to gorge oneself like a hog, as long as we justify it by saying it's all about the bass or some other such self-serving nonsense.
They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Giving buzz is how I live.
It's a generation that tells itself it's okay to slag around because, hey, that's just who I am.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say.
It's a generation that tells you that you're beautiful no matter what they say. It's a generation that tells you that you hold the world in the palm of your hand if you want it enough and if it means enough to you. But, you know, don't go making any changes or self-improvements to get it because, you know, you're worth it just as you are. And now what's this? A unicorn.
Be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
That's right, Lady Gaga is telling you that she was born this way, and that's okay. It deserves to be celebrated because, you know, everyone is born a certain way, and that's just her truth, you know, or something. Don't judge me. Just don't judge me. You dare make me feel like I need to be held to any sort of objective standard. Just back off, man. Such a drag.
I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself?
But what is it that you see in the mirror, Jesse? Did you actually self-reflect? Did you stop and think that the answer might just be taking responsibility for your own actions. No, I didn't think so. In this void, in this cultural miasma, where can one find salvation? Where can one find any sort of meaning at all?
I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life, so I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams, and I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right.
I guess that's it then. Off to Clark's, I suppose. Could do with some new shoes.